and it's just execution. Execution in terms of discipline. A lot of penalty yardage lost by this Gales team. Some justifiable, maybe some a little questionable. But at the end of the day, a team this good at home, looking to make it to their third straight Vanier Cup in Saskatchewan, you can't give them the kind of opportunities you've given up. Perhaps the most consequential play of that first half was a fantastic Daniel Kabongo punt return, but one aided by a missed hold that should have been tallied against the blocker for DJ Ryan. Didn't break that way, and as a result, Saskatchewan, thanks almost solely to two big plays, has a two-score lead, the Daniel Weeb touchdown and then the Daniel Kabongo punt return. That has been the difference. And right now, with the struggles to execute and finish, that I'll say, from this Queens offense, that's a pretty imposing lead here as we get ready to start the second half as the sun slowly makes its way out of the sky here in Saskatoon.
You go back again to the Gales defense, really, after that Weeb touchdown. Yes, 41-yard, really nice completion. He, you know, was able to elude the initial tackle from Vanek, made a nice move just before the goal line in that. But, you know, Saskatchewan have only had two first downs since then. And that, and so, yes, you're down 13 points, but, you know, when you take a look at the balance of play between these two defenses, and that, I think the Gales have done a good job. So lean on that defense here in the second half. And then, you know, again, make sure that you can finish off the drive once they get into that scoring zone, into the Saskatchewan end of the field.
It's been close, but no cigar. A number of deep passes from Alex Vraken. The biggest missed opportunity was a Logan Walton deep shot on a double move that was probably 2 to 3 inches further than it needed to be. If even one of those passes is complete, we're looking at a drastically different game here. But that's the thing. We have seen stunning second-half comebacks both for and against the Gales in the past. Anything can happen with the lights on bright here at Griffiths Stadium. Folks, before we get you ready for the start of this third quarter, one final word from our third quarter sponsor, our friends at the Queens Alumni Review. We'll be back with you shortly on Gales Game Day.
You to our third quarter sponsor, the Queens Alumni Review. Since its establishment in 1927, Alumni Review has spent nearly a century bringing alumni together, building community, and deepening tricolor pride. Over 109,000 subscription-free copies have been distributed to alumni, friends of the university, and campus departments. Thank you to the Queens Alumni Review, nearly a century of literary excellence.
We are back live from Griffiths Stadium, mere moments away from kickoff of our third quarter of football action that you just heard is brought to you by the Queens Alumni Review. So far, Queens hasn't given the Alumni Review a great deal to write about in this contest, but we've got a lot of time on the clock, and like you noted, this offense has been outgaining Saskatchewan. They have more first downs. It's just a matter of finishing the job.
Jesse, you just said so far in that.
Yeah.
So, you know, I think one of the things we've been talking about coming out to this game, that sort of I've got a feeling thing. I go back to 2009, the big song that year, Black Eyed Peas, I've got a feeling. And I've got a good feeling here for the second half.
There you go. That is from a man who knows Queens football inside and out. We are going to get the Gales on offense to start things off. This kick fielded inside the 5-yard line by Cedric Smith. And Cedric Smith right around that 20-25-yard range for his return. Question, do you think we're going to see Jared Kasari right off the bat here, or are they going to stick with this passing offense?
Well, we'll start to see, right? You know, they've shown that the Gales coaching staff can go in at the halftime, make the adjustments that need to be made, and that to finish things off. So
we will see here on 1st and 10 from the Queens 23, about a 20-yard return from Cedric Smith. Three receivers on the right-hand side, including Nathan Falcone, back in the ballgame here after getting shaken up earlier. Pass on 1st down to who else but Logan Walton. And Logan Walton, effort play there, Don, spinning forward for the 1st down.
Stretches up. He might be just a half yard shy of it.
Are they?
But one of the quick little nuances just off of that play, you've seen so many times in the first half, that quick little fake to Jared Kasari. Right away, Kasari goes out on a pass route option out to the right side, drawing some of the coverage, so then it was one-on-one to Walton on the near side.
And they did give him the first, ultimately. Okay. Yeah, that and the RPO, we're seeing a lot of it from, I mean, all over U Sports football, and even in the pro ranks, it's very in vogue to try and make that defense second guess. We are a long ways away from the days of the Galloping Gales in the 1960s. This is a much more, let's say, nuanced offense now. First and 10, Raken rolling right and finding Matt Camillo. Camillo having a good game here. Another first down for the Gales.
So we saw that play back in the first half, and that and the Saskatchewan is able to get pressure. That time they bring Liam Silverson, the H-back on the left side, goes in motion to be an extra pass blocker on the right side. You had Smith short, you had Walton in the sort of middle, you had Falcone deep, and that, sorry, Camillo, and that was open for that first down catch.
First and 10 coming up here. Vraken with a high arcing ball. Nathan Falcone fighting forward, taking off and landing inside the 30-yard line. Beautiful ball from Vraken. And hey, credit, great sportsmanship from Saskatchewan there. 33 said, hey man, that's a great play. Gave him a little dap up as the Gales, first long pass completion of the day, Don. They're moving and grooving here inside the 35.
Great job by Vraken, just standing in the pressure that time, kind of throwing it up, and the air under the ball to allow Falcone to make the catch.
We've got a first and 10 from the Saskatchewan 28-yard line. Four receivers right for Vraken. Another completion to Matt Camillo, and Matt Camillo is going to be tackled, looks like just shy of the first down as this Queens passing offense.
Again, the strength of the arm of Alex Vraken standing on the near side hash, throwing it all the way over to the far side of the formation, second and very short here.
And we've got, I'm looking to see, yes, Ethan Dahl very well could be getting the ball here. Second and a foot or so from the Saskatchewan 19-yard line. Gain of 9 there from Alex Vraken to Matt Camillo. Mateo Tuioti lead block, and Ethan Dahl just barely, but will have enough for the first down. Best drive of the game so far for the Gales, starting to find the gaps in this formidable Saskatchewan defense.
Dahl going up through the block, between the block of Daniel Sudak, the Gales right guard, and Nick Hanning, the right tackle.
First and 10 from the Saskatchewan 17. Cedric Smith in motion over to the right-hand side. Three receivers left for Vraken. Looking for, oh, and just missing Logan Walton.
That time, rushing six, the safety, Lang, and the middle linebacker, Hundeby, coming in to provide the pressure, and Vraken forced to get rid of it just a shade early for the Gales.
Still in scoring position. Second and 10 from the 17 is where they actually marked it, not the 18. Cedric Smith motioning left. Same side as Camillo and Falcone. That's a money trio. And Cedric Smith into the end zone. Touchdown, Queens. Alex Vraken hanging tough and finding his favorite target over the last few weeks, Don. He had one last week. He has one today. Cedric Smith gets the Gales back within one score.
And again, Vraken standing in against a very formidable rush here, and that may be part of that experience. We talked earlier about the most experienced quarterback remaining in the playoffs coming into this game. Vraken now almost 250 yards passing here this aft.
And that will make it a 14-8. We're back to the six-point deficit, Don. And you said, I have a good feeling so far, much like me with the Keegan Vanek interception, you're foretelling good omens here for the Gales. And how big is that touchdown drive coming out of the half?
Well, you know, we talked going into the half when the Gales, when we thought they might kneel on it at the end of the first half, they wanted to try and push to try and get a score on the board, knowing you could get the points going in and coming out. They got the points coming out. And now, you know, it's going to be up to that defense to continue with the good job that they did through really the end of the first quarter and all through the second quarter. Go
to usports.ca. And we have got a game again, folks. It has been, the action on the field has been without peer. Definitely, I think, probably the better and more entertaining of the two national semifinals on offer today. Montreal will be playing in the 60th Vanier Cup. But who they will be squaring off with, well, we've still got a lot of time left to determine that as the Gales looking to make the trip once more. We saw a great stat, credit to Persevere for this one as I pull it up. But this Queens team, Don, they have traveled a simply mind-blowing amount, especially if you factor in last year with how far away some of those road games were. But let me pull up this stat here for you. It is about this Road Warrior team. So far this year, Don, the Gales have traveled just under 5,000 kilometers on the road, currently with a 6-0 road record, looking to make it lucky number 7 here in Saskatoon.
And again, even just within the conference, the two teams closest to Queens were the two teams the Gales didn't face this year. And that, you know, in terms of taking a look at the Carleton Ravens and the Ottawa Gigis, the Ravens, of course, came down for that controlled scrimmage during the preseason. But, you know, no regular season action against either of the two teams from the nation's capital.
And I think that's the first time, what, since the early 2000s that...
Well, certainly pre-COVID.
Pre-COVID, definitely. Well, pre- yeah. I mean, 2021, we played Ottawa three times. And Queens has had the number of their Ottawa neighbors. I imagine we're going to be at Carleton and probably playing Ottawa at home next year. They're going to have to make up for the lack of 6-1-3 representation. Number 42, Tyler Mullen on to kick this one away. If you're just joining us, 14-8 is the scoreline. Gales roaring back after the half to cut this deficit down to 6. Riker Frank on special teams here, trying to get their outstanding tailback involved, and that's DJ Ryan with the tackle there. Good gain from Frank after a fumble to start the kickoff return, and Saskatchewan will have a first and 10 from about their 28. First
and
10
Huskies. And again for the Gales now to see, can you, you know, you did a great job in that second quarter limiting really the offensive production of the Huskies. Can they continue it now here to start the third and continue the momentum the Gales have come out here with in the second half?
And momentum's going to be the key. Can you get your offense back on the field with the kind of drive they just had? First and 10, handoff to Riker Frank, and that's a huge carry up the middle. Frank tackled over midfield with Brandon Spence limping off the field, or rather limping towards the play. He's going to be subbed off by Jeremy Hiscox here. Yes, Brandon Spence taking a knee. Huge statement there. Riker Frank, we'd seen him be mostly kept in check in the first half, but he comes out of the gates hot here, picking up well over 20 yards and giving Saskatchewan first and 10 from the Queen's 53-yard line.
Yeah, just 8 carries for 23 yards in the first half, but already he's eclipsed that with a 29-yard carry here, and that was the kind of Riker Frank, the zone-blocking attack that you see from this big Saskatchewan offensive line. You've got the, you know, Lucas Seffer in the center, 6'5", 290, right guard Zach LePage, 305, right tackle Braden DeGroot, 307. Open up a big hole off the right side of the offensive formation for the Huskies.
And Brandon Spence is making the way off the field with very minimal assistance. Good to see. With how cold it is, maybe just a jam, a bruise, a Charlie horse. Jeremy Hiscox in for Brandon Spence. First and 10 from the Queens 53 for the Saskatchewan Huskies. Another handoff to Riker Frank, and a great job there. Justin Pace and Eric Johnston the usual suspects for this Queens run defense, limiting Frank to 1 yard after that 29-yard scamper, but one play earlier.
And that time the Gales just a three-man line on first down as Grable was back as a linebacker. Grable now up as the defensive end off the right side on second and long.
And we have got a passing situation for Jake Farrell, who was so good last week and has been great here today. Screen pass to Riker Frank, and great job there by Eric Johnston, the big man in the middle, keeping a hand on Frank and limiting him to a good but short gain of about 4, which will give this Queens special teams unit, who has struggled today, a chance to give their offense
John Korskaden, sorry, Jesse, John Korskaden coming up from the safety to help out. Russ Weir now back to return the punt this time.
Good eye, Don. Haven't seen much from Russ here today. We know he's been banged up in recent weeks. Ethan Dahl hurrying onto the field here. And that punt by Lucas Scott is going to be caught. That's a beauty. Right on the 5-yard line by Russell Weir, and he is going nowhere. And the Gales are going to have to go about as far as they can go if they want to repeat their touchdown scoring performance. It'll be first and 10 just outside the 5-yard line.
And a beautiful punt once again off the boot of Lucas Scott, and then discipline shown that time by the coverage team to stay out of the 5-yard zone.
We talked about it before, but this Saskatchewan team is so well coached on. The continuity from one legendary coach in Brian Torres to Scott Flory is unmatched, and you're seeing that level of poise and polish here. First and 10 from the Queens 7-yard line, 14-8 your scoreline, 8 minutes and 40 seconds remain here in our third quarter. Hand off to Jared Kasari. Jared Kasari not going to find much purchase on the right-hand side, setting up a second and long for the Gales.
So the trademark blocking attack, you bring Tuioti in motion from the backside, pull the left side guard and tackle. But big play here is the Gales want to really, the importance of picking up a first down here is so that you don't have to concede the safety. It would still be a one-score game.
Second and 8 coming up from the Queens 9. 3 receivers left. Vraken dropping back. Might concede the safety here. He is running for his life. And he will just chuck that one out of bounds. And they are likely going to end up conceding the safety, which will extend this lead to 8.
Third down, Queens.
So Lucas Scott paying dividends for his team with some outstanding punting. And that could have gotten real ugly for the Gales if Vraken didn't find that edge and get that ball out of there.
For a second, I thought, because you know the defensive end was coming on the rush, and Vraken was so deep in the end zone that you thought he could almost was using the goalpost stanchion as a bit of a blocker on the yeah. play, but good pressure applied and forcing the Gales here into what we expect to be a concession to 2 points.
Almost certainly. With how their defense has been playing, you could argue that you maybe give them a crack, but I think this is going to be just a simple Matt Driver kneel down, which should double the score. So it's 16-8. Gales trail by the amount of points they currently hold.
For the safety, that makes the score.
And that will give Saskatchewan the ball back in their territory. Their last drive had a great Riker Frank run to start it off before the Gales locked down and forced them off the field. We're going to have, looks like big Tom Nitschke in. He's been playing a lot of three-man so far, but we've got Johnston out there with him. So Gales coming out expecting a run here with their four-man front. As we have a quick stoppage in play here, so let's throw to one more word from the Queens Alumni Review.
Saturday, November 22nd.
Each issue of the Queen's Alumni Review contains in-depth stories by some of Canada's best journalists, incredible images by award-winning photographers, plus all the news you need to know about the Queen's community. Our upcoming issue will feature exclusive stories about Queen's Explosives Test Facility, the alumnus who is the new commissioner of the Canadian Football League, and a first-person essay by Rector Nikki Boychuk-Hale that explains why the J-Duck is really the heart of campus. Check your mailbox and your inbox mid-November for the next issue.
And we're back in action here in Saskatoon. This is Gales Game Day, the Mitchell Bowl. Your Queens Gales 8-3 against the 9-1 Saskatchewan Huskies. 7 minutes, 45 seconds left in the third. Queens just conceded a safety, Don. They trail by 8. And we are looking at a 1st and 10 from the Saskatchewan 35.
This sort of chess match between the coordinator here this afternoon, offensive coordinator Mason Nyhouse.
Offense coordinator Mason Nyhouse of the Saskatchewan Huskies and Ryan Beckmanis for the Gales. Right now, Gales going with a four-man line, four linebackers in there. You've got almost your sort of jumbo package and just four men in the secondary here, subbing off John Korsgaden.
And we saw a lot of that 44 against the Windsor Lancers in the OUA semifinal game played on the road, a game where the Gales trailed for a good chunk of it before coming to life in the third quarter. Will we see a repeat performance, or can Saskatchewan be the team to finally figure out this Queens defense? Three men in motion on the right-hand side for Jake Farrell. It's going to be a play-action pass, and he's going to complete it to number 81 for the Huskies. That's a catch by Mason Grabowski, who picks up a first down on the right-hand side.
So that's that chess match. You go with what you think is going to be a run attack. Gales have that one fewer defensive back. And we saw Grabowski, they leaked him out a couple times last week in that win against Regina. Picks up a nice first down there that time for the Huskies.
Giving them a 1st and 10 from their own 48-yard line. We have got three total receivers, two on the left, one on the right. Definitely looks like more of a jumbo formation here, Don. It's going to be another play action. This time, Farrell's going to roll out before being touched down by Jalen Gravel. And
Jake Farrell takes off.
I don't know if no flag down. Grable didn't exactly hit him. He kind of just put his hands on him as he went down.
And that time, they were looking to try and get the pass going to Weeb and that, but he was covered on the play.
And again, we've got an official Congress here after what was a pretty routine play. There we go. Nothing issued. 2nd and 8 coming up. Actually, 2nd and 9 is how they marked it from the... Now, wait a second. Are they saying no flag? Okay, well, the assumption was there wasn't a flag anyways, but thanks for clarifying. 2nd and 9 from the Saskatchewan 49. Gales looking to shut down what could be a very promising drive for the Huskies. Three receivers left, two receivers right. We've seen a lot of play action pass from Jake Farrell here. But this is going to be a straightforward drop back over the middle and caught for a first down to number 3, Dawson Lenny, and that puts them in Queens territory.
Riker Frank able to provide the block, picking up the rush that time to allow Farrell to find Lenny open in that zone.
And when this play is officially kicked into motion, it'll be 1st and 10 from the Queens 47, seeing a lot more offensive versatility and variety here with the run, the pass, the play action, and even a rollout from Jake Farrell. Hand off to Riker Frank, and Riker Frank bounces off several would-be tacklers. That should have been a stop for a loss, but Frank, second effort, bounces it right for another Saskatchewan first down.
And that was the play that really, you know, I think emphasizes the skills that Frank has. Presses the hole with this zone blocking scheme, eludes a couple of tackles, then you see his speed as he gets through the second level, picks up another first down. Important for the Gales to stiffen once again, as they did back in the second quarter after the turnover here.
1st and 10 for the Huskies from the Queens 26-yard line. Multiple men in motion. Play action pass. Another simple completion and a great tackle there from Jared Seaway. An ankle biter of a takedown. Short gain for Peachin there.
Seaway was being blocked on the play by Peachin and then still eludes that block. Knocks Grabowski down for a short gain. Vint coming in on second and long.
So we've got about 7 yards to first down distance for the Huskies. This snap will be taken from the Queens 23. Gales trail 16-8 with 4 minutes to play in our third quarter. Farrell with multiple men in motion. Low snap, under pressure, picked off. Justin Pace. A great play there created by an aggressive Queens blitz as the Gales hold firm once more.
That time, Vince, who is in the secondary, comes in as an extra rusher, forcing Farrell to get rid of the ball, and really Pace was the closest man to that pass.
And Vint came ripping in. It wasn't just a direct. It was almost kind of like a looping blitz, maybe a disguised blitz, because Farrell seemed completely and totally blindsided by that. And you could, he's a young quarterback. That's kind of a panic play there, Don. Didn't have his feet fully set, didn't get his hips fully activated, and he threw a pretty weak one over the middle, picked easily by Justin Pace, keeping this a one-score ball game.
Third interception in the last 2 weeks for Pace.
The OUA and Yates Cup MVP with another stunning play there.
And now for the Gales, you had that touchdown on the first possession. Next time you had to concede the safety. Now you're well outside of the shadow of your goalpost, although with this late afternoon sun, maybe specifically the long afternoon shadow here. Late afternoon shadow, sorry. But important to get another good drive here to sort of regain that momentum that they picked up at the start of the second half.
Gales led very briefly after a Tyler Mullen rouge. They have trailed for most of this contest, kind of an inverse of last week at Laurier. We saw the passing offense start to connect. We've seen this defense do what, my goodness, Don, they have done all year long. Really, the last time this defense had a quote-unquote bad game was probably that Laurier contest, and even then, they still played pretty well, just ended up with an ugly scoreline. Since then, this defense has been playing out of its mind week after week. They led the OUA in turnovers and interceptions, and they've got two here today, bringing up a 1st and 10 from the Queens 23. And we have got three receivers left, including Mateo Tuioti working in the slot, drew a pass interference call earlier, otherwise has been quiet, certainly by his incredible standards. And it looks like Cedric Smith, who caught the touchdown pass, is out there on the right-hand side. Falcone and Walton on the left, along with Tuioti, looking left. Ugly tipped ball. And it was a long hold on that whistle there from the officials. Brakin's pass deflected, but I'll be honest with you, there wasn't the same zip on that one, even with the tip.
Yeah. And again, this slight change in, they're no longer going with that sort of quick play action fake to Kasari. It's Brakin right away just standing back, trying to find his open receiver downfield.
10 from the Queens 23 after a Justin Pace interception. Queens struggling here against this great Saskatchewan defense. Quick hitter to Mateo Tuioti, and Tuioti with that second effort, Don, will indeed pick up a first down. And the game we called at McMaster in week two, we saw a great performance from Tuioti. He's starting to get hot here in Saskatoon.
I think breaking that time, reading a blitz, I think Goldstone is the weak side linebacker coming in on the blitz, forces them to move Hundeby and Stahl, who has really been spying Tuioti throughout this game, over.
Derek Kasari coming in out of the slot. Quick hitter to Nathan Falcone on the right-hand side. Nathan Falcone, first down. They had Kasari lined up in the slot. Falcone at running back. And essentially, Kasari came in to help buttress that quick hitter to Falcone. Cool play there.
It's just trying to change that eye discipline of the secondary to say, okay, now you're looking at Kasari going into a different kind of formation. Listen to that song right now. Going back to 2009. and it leaves Falcone wide open as they had that focus on Kasari motioning in from the sideline.
So we've got quick stoppage here. Great point, Don. I got a feeling playing. That's what we call another good omen. And we are starting to see something we hadn't seen a lot of from this offense, which is, let's say, a little bit more trickeration in terms of the formation. First and 10, break into Logan Walton again, and that is a good, simple gain on the right-hand side on first down. And what a game Logan Walton has been having so far. That'll set up a second and about four. And they are right at midfield. This snap will be taken from the 55. 2.5 minutes to play here in our third quarter. 8-point deficit. Gale's defense bailing them out, getting them another turnover, keeping this game close. Trips on the right-hand side for Vraken, but he is immediately looking left. He is looking for Nathan Falcone! And Nathan Falcone is unable to haul that one in. And that will bring up another punt with 2 minutes and 20 seconds to play. The Gales, like Saskatchewan, might need to generate some non-offensive scoring if they want to cut this deficit further.
Once again, it was Sheck with the coverage on Falcone, but you know, again, really, other than that one deep pass, Vraken has just been just a slight tick overthrowing a lot of the receivers here.
If even one of those is 2-3 inches shorter, we've got a very different complexion for this ball game. Driver on to punt this one away. Good snap from Ben Walker. He's had a great season as a long snapper, and that's a great punt from Driver. Angling it towards the right-hand side, out of bounds, at the 15 as well. Good little coffin kind of corner punt there from that Driver.
40-yard punt and absolutely no return. So now you put it back on the defense. You've got Saskatchewan pinned deep.
Last time they were in this territory, it was Riker Frank who flipped the field with a 29-yard run up the middle. I think they're going to go back to Frank here, especially with some of Farrell's struggles in the passing game. And it definitely looks like more of a run-heavy fit with their H-back likely coming in to support. It is going to be a handoff to Frank, and he is going to pick up a short gain on first down. That'll set up a second and 8, maybe a second and 7 with forward progress.
So what Saskatchewan are doing is using Grabowski, not unlike how the Gales will use either Tuioti or Silverson. You bring them from motion from the opposite side, do the kickout block, and then the running back goes, in that case, Grabowski motion to the right, and you're going to be running Frank back to the left side of the formation.
We have got a second and 8 from the Saskatchewan 18-yard line. Rolling out left is Farrell under pressure, and that is going to fly over the head of our social media expert, Jaden, on the sidelines.
Let's credit Gales defensive coordinator Ryan McManus. Saw that formation. As soon as Frank motions up to the line of scrimmage, they know it's going to be a pass play, know it's going to be that kind of rollout look. You had the extra linebacker going on the blitz that time, and really the secondary did a great job nowhere to get rid of that ball.
So a 2 and out forced by the Gales, who trail 16-8 with less than a minute to play in our third quarter. This one is shaping up to be one fantastic finish here at the esteemed Griffiths Stadium in sunny Saskatoon. Good punt from Lucas Scott, caught inside the 50-yard line. And Ian St. Arnaud hasn't been able to generate anything for this Gales special teams unit, but they will get good starting field position near midfield.
Well, you know, and again, one of the questions we had is taking a look at this Saskatchewan special teams unit. They have a lot of their starters on special teams. You see the value of it there. Once again, Hundeby, one of the first men downfield, helped to make the tackle as the defensive MVP of the Canada West Conference.
First and 10 for the Gales. Good opportunity here on their 48-yard line to start. One of the better starting field positions they've had all day. Still trailing by one score, 8 points the deficit. Quick hitter to, looks like that's Nathan Falcone. No, that's Jack Ashby Jacobs, number 18, on the right-hand side. Quick hitter, short gain, setting up a second and medium from the 54-yard line of the Gales.
Good to see Ashby Jacobs back in after he was shaken up back in the first quarter.
It's an aggressive, hard-hitting secondary. Our guys are trying to get used to that physicality that Saskatchewan prides itself on. Hale, hardy, tough, and aggressive. Second and four, final play of the third quarter from the Queens 54. Breaking, looking deep for Logan Walton. On the money to Logan Walton! And he just can't stay inbounds, but that is a huge first down, getting the Gales into Husky territory. That's what we were talking about earlier. They missed on one narrowly early. They connected to end the third. And Don, I'm getting deja vu all over again. A long Logan Walton first down after a defensive stalemate has got the Gales threatening to tie this ball game.
And Alex Bracken going over 300 yards in passing yardage here this afternoon on that play. Playoff Logan Walton, playoff Alex Bracken standing in to face the blitz that time.
And folks, on that note, we are heading into the fourth quarter here in Saskatchewan. We'll be back after this short musical interlude.
You're listening to Gales Game Day on CFRC 101.9 FM. Coming up next, fourth quarter football action, brought to you by the Grad Club.
Football fans, if you're just joining us, you have missed three quarters of a Mitchell Bowl masterpiece here in Saskatoon. Your Gales trail 16-8, but they just had the longest completion of the day from Alex Bracken to Logan Walton that has got them first and goal from the Huskies' 4-yard line. It's Jesse Bell and Don Lewis on the call, hoping will be a championship-winning duo here for the Gales as they try and make it back to the Vanier Cup for the first time since I Got a Feeling was a number one hit on the charts, Don.
47 yards in that pass completion, and, you know, we've talked about Bracken maybe being just a tick off. Perfect timing on that pass route. Put a little bit of air underneath the ball to allow Walton to run downfield, secure the catch, and then just got knocked out of bounds as he was trying to toe tap down the sideline.
So here we go. First and goal from the 4-yard line. Jared Kasari, your tailback. Gales trail by a touchdown and a 2-point conversion, hoping to cut into that lead with a golden opportunity here to start off our fourth quarter of football action. Bracken is going to pass. Oh, incomplete. Was looking for, looks like, Logan Walton again.
Lucas Scheck, once again, a real thorn in the Gales' side here this afternoon, making the play. Did a good job to make sure he didn't get a pass interference call on the play and knocking the ball away.
So here we go, second and goal from the 4. Gales haven't handed the ball off much in this second half. Jared Kasari in the backfield. We'll see if they get him involved here. 4 yards from pay dirt. Breaking passing. That quick little fade. Oh, very nearly a highlight reel grab. Ultimately dropped, and it's decision time, and they are going to try and turn this 8-point lead into a 5 with Tyler Mullen making his way onto the field. Close, Don, but no cigar ultimately for the touchdown drive for the Gales.
Looking for Walton once again in the end zone, but just a tick overthrown. He got one hand on the ball, unable to bring it down and secure what I am sure would have been a backflip touchdown.
That is a safe bet. Gales trying to turn this into a 5-point deficit. They have trailed by as much as 13, and they've got Logan Walton on to try and cut this lead nearly in half, and he will succeed in doing so. 16-11, your scoreline here in Saskatoon.
I think the decision that time to go for the field goal, I think, is showing the confidence right now that the Gales have in their defense that, you know what, we don't need to force it. You know, we're sure we're going to get down here another time, but let's make sure we get the points, because now next time if we do go down and score a major, we've got the lead.
I agree wholeheartedly, Don. That is exactly what I would have done in that situation. Take the sure thing, especially since you stalled out a little bit there with the two passing plays. Your offense, after a minute-long quarter delay, you know, might have been a little cold. Take the sure thing with Tyler Mullen. First and 10 Saskatchewan from their own 35-yard line. Gales trail 16-11. Snap is fumbled, but Farrell does pick it up, and he slings it, and it is incomplete. I was worried too, Don. I was worried too. No pass interference flag issued against Jarrett Seaway, so it'll be a second and 10, and this is a golden opportunity for York Gales to try and get off the field and keep cutting into this lead.
Timing again, just simply thrown off on that play right from the low snap from Seferin back to Farrell. They were looking for Peachin in downfield, but you know, the ball slightly underthrown. And as you said, Seaway able to get his head around so he doesn't get the flag on the play.
That kind of veteran play for which number 14 is accustomed. Second and 10 from the Saskatchewan 35-yard line. Long shot from Farrell, caught by Weeb. And when you need a big play, that's who you go to. And that is a huge field-flipping first down. They are now getting within range of Lucas Scott. They can restore this eight-point deficit.
That time, great job by Weeb on a double move, able to get away from Ashton Miller-Melançon, and then forces Corscadden to come over and make the touchdown-saving tackle.
So first and 10 Saskatchewan, they basically flip the field, going from their 35 to the Queens 37. Passing offense fast and furious going both ways now. Three receivers right. It's going to roll right. And he is going to somehow complete that ball. No, incomplete. Wow, they managed to knock that one out on the way down. That was a high point, and it looks like Ian St. Arnaud managed to get a hand in there and knock that one loose. Huge first down saving PBU from number 6.
So Vint on again for second down. Gale's going with 6 DBs. And if you're wondering about Scott's range, his longest this year is from the 44. So they are just at that point right now. However, you're talking about a much colder day here this afternoon. Temperature's just above freezing at this point.
Quads on the right-hand side. Riker Frank slipping out. It's going to be a passing play here from Farrell. Tipped, knocked down. And that will be an incompletion, although T.J. Ryan really wishes it was ruled a fumble because he would have had a reservation for 6. And like you were saying, Don, now we're going to see, are they going to chance it with the field goal try, or are they going to continue to punt?
Yeah, Frank is spotted. He's going to spot the tee right at the 44. And we saw a kick return for a... off a missed field goal the last time the Gales were in the national semifinal. Do we see one here this afternoon?
We're channeling the spirit of the Belleville Bullets with the BC Blur standing waiting in the end zone. That looks like it is indeed a good kick right down Main Street. 8-point lead is restored. A 19-11 scoreline here in Saskatchewan as we do have a Husky down. So let's throw to a quick word from our fourth quarter sponsor, our friends at the Grad Club.
Here are two outstanding recurring events at the Grad Club. The Grad Club Weekly Trivia is every Thursday at 8 p.m. Sponsored by the Society of Graduate and Professional Students, Grad Club Trivia is the perfect blend of challenging, skill-testing questions and irreverent pop culture queries, sure to delight all comers. The first Wednesday of every month is also the Open Stage Drag Night at the Grad Club. Open Stage Drag, the most slay way to spend a Wednesday.
Thank you for
and
your
we are back here on Gales Game Day on CFRC 101.9 FM, CFRC.ca. You heard a word from the Grad Club, but I'd also like to just take a moment to talk about CFRC's funding drive going on now until December 31st, 2025. $25,000 is our goal. We're about 20% of the way there, Don, with plenty of time on the clock. And like our Gales, we're looking to get another good drive going here today during the Mitchell Bowl. You can donate through CFRC.ca, get access to some sweet CFRC merchandise and perks, or you can give through the Queen's University Giving Portal and get yourself a tax receipt. Win-win. Either way, your Gales are about to take over first and 10 from their own 35 after a Lucas Scott field goal restored an 8-point lead. So still a one-score game with 12 minutes to play in the fourth quarter. Lots of time left for some magic and mayhem. But we are getting into witching hour territory here, Don. It's not necessarily now or never, but it's got to be soon or see ya.
I think, again, it just maintained the momentum. They got the field goal on the last drive and really have moved the ball more effectively throughout much of this afternoon. But you're right. These are these right-now moments. You have to respond and ideally get downfield to tie this game up.
First and 10 from the 35-yard line of the Gales. Three receivers right, two on the left. Braken's pass. Dropped by Mateo Tuioti. Would have been a gain of about 5 yards. Hit one hand, then the other, then touched the turf. And that's going to put the Gales in a second and 10 situation, trailing late here in Saskatoon.
Field now completely in shade. The lights are on here at Griffith Stadium.
Second and 10 from the 35. Saskatchewan showing a blitz with Seth Hundeby. Breaking quarterback draw up the middle, but well short. And the Gales are going to punt this one away.
So Hundeby, the middle linebacker, comes in on the blitz. The weak side linebacker, Goldstone, stands his ground and is able to bring Vraken down after just about a 4.5 yard gain.
Gives them some breathing room on the punt. But it's getting close now. Time is slowly ticking away. Queens cast as Laurier last week as that clock firmly your foe here late in Saskatoon. Driver with a booming end over end, but right in the middle of the field. And Kabongo gets another good return, this time without a hold. And they're just going to ground and pound with Riker Frank. There's no reason to put your rookie quarterback in danger here, because that's where they've gotten burned today.
Well, and that's how they finished off the game last week when they were coming back. Like we said earlier, 5 carries by Frank, 5 successive plays. You know, when you talk about for the Gales are trying to flip it from last week, Saskatchewan last week were the team that were down and scored 16 points in the fourth quarter.
19-11, the scoreline, 11 minutes just under on the clock. Riker Frank, after a lot of east-west, finds a little bit of purchase north-south, setting up a second, and it looks like about 7 or so, just in Queens territory. But if you're Queens, you don't want to get Lucas Scott in range, because an 11-point lead really puts you under the gun to score and score quickly. Second and 7 coming up from the, looks like about the 47-yard line of the Gales. Three receivers right for Jake Farrell. Play action, under pressure, incomplete. So a 2 and out, and Jared Seaway very close to pulling that one in.
Well, and we saw Vince come in on a blitz earlier. That time it was Brandon Spence coming in on the blitz, forces Farrell to get rid of the ball quickly. And now we haven't seen, you know, a big punt return this afternoon by the Gales. This is where you want to really try and set one up. They've been kind of rushing an extra block or two to try and block the punt.
And we've seen it backfire. Let's see if Ian St. Arnaud, who has been held in check all season long, can he make magic here? It's a beautiful punt by Scott, caught on the goal line, and St. Arnaud is snowed under. And the Gales are going to have to go 106 yards to tie this ball game. And they really, they can concede a safety, but that's going to make it a 10-point lead. It's no longer a one-score game if you do that.
And again, like you said, Spence just a perfect punt. And that about a 46-yard punt, but it was such a nice high punt. Lots of air underneath that allows the coverage team to get downfield.
So here we go. The Gales, Don, all season, they've taken the hardest path possible to get to where they want to be. And they find themselves in that situation here. First and 10 inside their own five. Cedric Smith motioning to the right-hand side. Vraken to Cedric Smith. First down, Cedric Smith. Vraken motioning his man further forward. Smith taking a bit of a high shot there as well, but no flag ultimately issued. But that will get them out of their own end zone.
So they had Smith was running out into the flat, was covered, and then Vraken just motioned him, go past your defender, picks up a first down.
First and 10 from just shy of the 20-yard line. Breaking quick hitter, complete. Gain of about 6 or 7 to number 16, Nathan Falcone, setting up a second and manageable. And there's that really quick passing game, turnaround, little button hook in the flat. Good gain, setting up a second and 3.
Breaking now over 350 yards here this afternoon.
He's got the touchdown. But otherwise, the Saskatchewan defense, Ben, don't break. Jack Ashby-Jacobs will pick up a first down on the right-hand side, that classic little tunnel screen that the Gales know and love. Great to see J.A.J. getting a first down there. Somebody talking about overcoming adversity. Torn ACL, came back better than ever in 2025. Difference maker for the Gales.
Part of that bread and butter on that play, it's the block of Henning and Russ Weir helping open things up for Ashby-Jacobs.
First and 10 from the Queen's 35-yard line. Russell Weir slipping out in the flat, but Vraken has grander intentions. He has Logan Walton, but he ultimately just underthrows him. Oh, that one hurts, Don.
Cameron Kahn on the coverage.
Kahn on the coverage that time, and Walton seemed to jump to try and secure it just as the ball was coming to him, when I thought he could have just simply maintained his feet and run downfield with it.
So the Gales, second and 10, trailing 19-11. They've gone 31 yards on this drive so far, but they need 10 more to keep this game a winnable idea. Vraken rolling left, hold. And that's a shame, because that would have been a first down.
Pass complete to Matt Camillo, flag on the play.
But instead, we're going to see a second and very long as time is slowly tick, tick, ticking away. A little less than 7.5 minutes remain as the Gales trail by 8. And a drop on first and 10 leads to a hold on second and 10, which will set up second and 20.
10-yard penalty, still second down.
Hold that time by Riley Sherman. Once again on these second and long plays, they were coming with the blitz.
So here we go. Gales have got 2 on the left, 3 eligible receivers right. This might be the biggest play of the game here. Saskatchewan sends pressure. Vraken's pass. Miscommunication.
Goes incomplete.
Nobody within 5 yards of that one. So the Gales are going to have to punt this away.
Yeah, I think Vraken thought that Camillo was going to break out on it as Camillo breaks back into the middle of the field, and ball simply falling to the turf. Gale's able to pick up the blitz that time with Hundeby coming in on the play.
And that'll set up. Driver's going to kick this one from his own 11-yard line by the time the snap is received. Not the best snap there. Driver's kick drifting right outside the lines, but still in bounds. And Daniel Kabongo gets another huge return. And he may have just put this game to bed, Don. Going out of bounds on the Queens 45.
The Gales had him pinned. It was a great punt, but unfortunately unable to secure the tackle. Kambongo showed why he's such a special teams ace. The Canada West All-Star return man.
Deshaun, Stephen, and Arash Madani for complete coverage of the 60th.
First and 10 coming up from the Queens 44. And the Gales are running out of time to make something happen here, Don. Less than 7 minutes remain. Trailing 19-11.
And, you know, really putting, sorry, Jesse, putting the pressure on your defense, and you wonder now, does Ryan McManus really open up that bag of tricks to try and force the back here? Because, you know, another 6 or 7 yards, and you're going to be in the range once again for a Lucas Scott field goal.
Execution has been the issue today for the Gales. They've been close, but they've just been inches away. And the Saskatchewan Huskies are just yards away from possibly making this a lead the Gales cannot overcome. A record-setting broadcast here from the Mitchell Bowl. Thank you all for tuning in. We have more than doubled last week's online listenership. And they've had a fantastic football game. But they... Those Gales, they need your support now because they are facing down a slow, inevitable defeat at the hands of the Huskies here.
Gales expecting rush as you've got Gillingham in the defensive formation as a third linebacker with a four-man line here.
Long TV timeout here. When we start this next play, folks, there'll be 6 minutes and 50 seconds on the clock in our fourth and what looks to be final quarter of football action. Queens fighting to survive. Saskatchewan fighting to play next week in Regina for the Vanier Cup against the Montreal Carabin. These two teams drew the much more difficult of the two semifinal allotments, as evidenced by this one-score line here in the fourth quarter. First and 10 from the Queens 44 for the Saskatchewan Huskies. And this is a run formation. And it is going to be a handoff. And Riker Frank has got a first down and put them well in range of Lucas Scott.
Brought down by Aiden by Chuck Moscata.
They keep Grabowski in as an extra blocker, almost like a sort of H-back. That time helping open up a big hole and Frank picking up the first down.
So first and 10 coming up inside the Queens 35-yard line. This snap will be taken at the 33. Three receivers right, but it's going to be a handoff to Frank left. And this is where they need to secure that tackle. Frank picks up a few extra yards.
Frank works hard for a few yards.
And that'll set up a second and manageable, though driven out of bounds by Justin Pace.
Knocked out of bounds.
Once again, the same formation. Grabowski trying to pick up the block of one of the linebackers, and for the Gales, able to string him out, but he still initially looked as though he might have been tackled for a couple-yard loss, is able to pick up two.
Second and 8 from the 31-yard line of the Gales. Saskatchewan in control here. A touchdown may put it out of reach. A field goal makes it a long climb for the Gales. Farrell takes the snap, hands it off, and Riker Frank is going to get another good gain on the right-hand side. Stopped short, but setting up at the very least a third and inches.
Just shy of the first down, will be third down.
So here we go, third and very short.
And leaving Farrell in it. Nope, now they switch things up. They are bringing Cohen right in for this third and very short play.
5 minutes exactly on the clock. Saskatchewan leads 19-11. Third and short from the Queens 24. And Cohen Wright should have what he needs. And he does indeed. And ultimately, it's going to be special teams play that made the difference in this game. A touchdown that probably shouldn't have counted, but two great Daniel Kabongo returns that certainly did. And it's a first down for the Huskies in Queens territory.
Well, you're certainly now in territory, whereas the Gales defense, first man secures the tackle, second one has to be in there to try and rip the ball, knock it away to get a turnover here. Because as you said earlier, any more points right now, you've got a two-score game and it's going to make it a mountain to climb.
4.5 minutes to play, 8 points the deficit. Queens trails 19-11 in this Mitchell Bowl national semifinal. Riker.